Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for a year in the Word. It is so important that we be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the Word of God, because in the Word, we find the answers to life's questions and the key to our purpose. Amen. And so many of us wondering, what is their purpose? What should I be doing with my life? And there's so much to be gained by reading the Word of God and finding out more about our Creator and our Lord, our Savior, our Master, and finding out about the purpose of mankind. Amen. Thank you for joining me in this journey through a year in the Word. Today we'll be coming from Genesis chapters 20 through 23, and I will again be reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, humbling ourselves, sure enough, Lord God, before you, giving you thanks, giving you praise, and giving you glory for all that you are, O God. You are the creator of all the earth. You have numbered the hairs on our head. You understand us better than we understand ourselves. You are our creator. You know our beginning from our end and our end from our beginning. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory on today, and we submit ourselves before you even now, O God, that you might move in the midst of us and remove everything that is not like you. Lord, I'm asking this morning, Lord God, on behalf of each and every listener, Lord God, that you redirect our path. Show us the way that we ought to be going, not the way we think we should go, but the way we ought to be going according to the purpose that you have placed in each and every life, Lord God, that is listening. Oh, Lord God, move in the midst of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And as your word does say, let God arise and his enemies be scattered on today in the name of Jesus, because everything that has come against our purpose has come against the purpose of God Almighty. Because Lord, if you have purposed it in our life and the enemy is keeping us from doing it, he is an enemy indeed. Father, so move in the midst of us and help us to understand what it is that you would have of us. Even as we go forth in the Word of God, Lord, help us to glean understanding, help us to glean wisdom, and of course knowledge to go forward, not back. Lord, not even looking back at those things that we've done previously, but moving forward in you. Lord, you said if we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh unto us. And here we are, Lord, in your presence once again, asking, Lord, that you move in the midst of us. Even right now, help us, Lord God, to go forward and to do everything that you've set in us to do. Oh, Lord, don't let us miss any blessing that you set in our path. Lord, and even as we open up the word on today, we're asking that you open our minds and our hearts to receive the word of God in the book of Genesis, chapters 20 through 23 on today. Speak to us, Lord. Illuminate the word before us and help us to see and understand our history and understand what the Spirit of the Lord was saying in the midst of all of this. Oh, God, move in each and every one. Father, in the name of Jesus, there are several circumstances, Lord, in the midst of the radio listeners right now. And Lord, you know about each and every one of them, and you've not forsaken not one. You know each of us by our name. Lord God, call the names out of each and every soul on today. Call the names out of each and every listener, Lord God, and help us. Move in us. You are our present help in the time of trouble. Lord, your word says that your name is a strong tower, and the righteous run in, and they are safe. Lord, we're running to you on today. Father, meet us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right, God bless you. We are reading in Genesis chapters 20 through 23. And we are coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Give me one second to set it up first. Okay. And we will begin reading. And Abraham journeyed from there to the south and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and stayed in Gerar. Now Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, "She is my sister." And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, "Indeed, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife." But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, "Lord, will you slay a righteous nation also? Did he not say to me, 'She is my sister'? And she herself said, 'He is my brother.' In the integrity of my heart and innocence of my hands, I have done this." And God said to him in a dream, "Yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her. Now, therefore, restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not restore her, know that you shall surely die, you and all who are yours." So Abimelech rose early in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things in their hearing. And the men were very much afraid. And Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, "What have you done to us? How have I offended you that you have brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? You have done deeds to me that ought not to be done." Then Abimelech said to Abraham, "What did you have in view that you have done this thing?" And Abraham said, "Because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will kill me on account of my wife. But indeed, she is truly my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. And it came to pass, to wander from my father's house, that I said to her, 'This is your kindness that you should do for me. In every place wherever we go, say of me, he is my brother.'" Then Abimelech took sheep, oxen, and male and female servants and gave them to Abraham. And he restored Sarah, his wife, to him. And Abimelech said, "See, my land is before you. Dwell where it pleases you." Then to Sarah he said, "Behold, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Indeed, this vindicates you before all who are with you and before everybody." Thus she was rebuked. So Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female servants. Then they bore children, for the Lord had closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. And the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. Then Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, "God has made me laugh, and all who hear will laugh with me." She also said, "Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? For I have borne him a son in his old age." So the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, scoffing. Therefore, she said to Abraham, "Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, namely with Isaac." And the matter was very displeasing to Abraham's sight because of his son. But God said to Abraham, "Do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the lad or because of your bondwoman. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac your seed shall be called. Yet I will also make a nation of the son of the bondwoman, because he is your seed." Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and putting it on her shoulder and gave it and the boy to Hagar and sent her away. Then she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba, and the water in the skin was used up, and she placed the boy under one of the shrubs. Then she went and sat down across from him at a distance of about a bow shot. For she said to herself, "Let me not see the death of the boy." So she sat opposite him and lifted her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad. Then the angel of the Lord called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, "What ails you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water and gave the lad a drink. So God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. He dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took a wife for him from the land of Egypt. Time that Abimelech and Phicol of the commander of his army spoke to Abraham, saying, "God is with you in all that you do. Now, therefore, swear to me by God that you will not deal falsely with me, with my offspring, or with my posterity, but that according to the kindness that I have done to you, you will do to me and to the land in which you have dwelt." And Abraham said, "I will swear." Then Abraham rebuked Abimelech because of a well of water which Abimelech's servants had seized. And Abimelech said, "I do not know who has done this thing. You did not tell me, nor had I heard of it until today." So Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and the two of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. Then Abimelech asked Abraham, "What is the meaning of these 7 ewe lambs, which you have set by themselves?" And he said, "You will take these 7 ewe lambs from my hand, that they may be my witness that I have dug this well." Therefore he called the place Beersheba, because the two of them swore an oath there. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. So Abimelech rose with Phicol, the commander of his army, and they returned to the land of the Philistines. Then Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham stayed in the land of the Philistines many days. Said Abraham, and said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." Then he said, "Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took 2 of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the 3rd day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you." So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, "My father." And he said, "Here am I, my son." Then he said, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay him. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." So he said, "Here am I." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said, to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Abraham saying, "Indeed, Milcah also had borne children to your brother Nahor, Huz his firstborn, Buz his brother, Kemuel the father of Aram, Chesed, Hazo, Bildash, Zidlaf, and Bethuel. And Bethuel begot Rebekah. These eight Milcah bore to Nahor, Abraham's brother. His concubine, whose name was Rumah, also bore Teba, Gahem, Thahash, and Makah. Sarah lived 127 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. So Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. Then Abraham stood up from before his dead and spoke to the sons of Heth, saying, "I am a foreigner and a visitor among you. Give me property for a burial place among you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight." And the sons of Heth answered Abraham, saying to him, "Hear us, my lord. You are a mighty prince among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of our burial places. None of us will withhold from you his burial place, that you may bury your dead." Then Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, the sons of Heth, and he spoke with them, saying, "If it is your wish that I bury my dead out of my sight, hear me and meet with Ephraim, the son of Zohar, for me, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he has, which is at the end of this field. Let him give it to me at the full price as property for a burial place among you." Now Ephron dwelt among the sons of Heth, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the presence of the sons of Heth, all who entered at the gate of his city, saying, "No, my lord, hear me. I give you the field and the cave that is in it. I will give it to you in the presence of the sons of my people. I give it to you. Bury your dead." Then Abraham bowed himself down before the people of the land, and he spoke to Ephron in the hearing of the people of the land, saying, "If you will give it, please hear me. I will give you money for the field. Take it from me, and I will bury my dead there." And Ephron answered Abraham, saying to him, "My lord, listen to me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that between you and me? So bury your dead." And Abraham listened to Ephron, and Abraham weighed out the silver for Ephron, which had named in the hearing of the sons of Heth 400 shekels of silver, currency of the merchant. So the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave which was in it, and all the trees that were in the field, which were within all the surrounding borders, were deeded to Abraham as a possession in the presence of the sons of Heth before all who went in the gate of the city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. So the field and the cave that is in it were deeded to Abraham by the sons of Heth as property for a burial place. I have read and you have heard from Genesis chapters 20 through 23. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you on today. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen. Stay in the presence of God. Amen. Ask him those questions, those hard questions, those things that you want to know. Amen. And stay in his presence. He will answer. He will answer. He will answer you. He knows you and he will answer you. Call on his name. Scripture says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. Amen. He is waiting for you to call upon him. His name is Jesus. Call on him today. And God bless you. And I hope you'll be with me on tomorrow as we continue this journey in a year in the Word. God bless you. Amen.